Blog Talk Radio.
December 1st, 2013, and this is Foxology Today. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host, wishing you a grand day, and don't dismay if it's not grand already. There's still time. Just keep thinking. The best is yet to be. Just say it over and over and over. The best is yet to be. The best is yet to be, and watch what happens. Well, thank you for joining me for this edition of Master Your Mindset Monday. It's going to be a fun one. Oh, boy. Well, I'm on my slide to the holidays, and I know most everybody is. I am so excited about it, too. This year just seems, I guess, more special than some of the others for so many reasons. It's been a roller coaster year, but I tell you, I'm on the high side of that, and I'm really loving it. You know, it's just great. And I've been riding around doing a little bit of shopping and looking around, and I tell you, I just enjoy looking at all the beautifully lit up homes and windows and yards, and I just see it all with the eyes of a kid, with the joy and wonder, and I tell you, I just love it. It's truly a special time of year. And I'm also making a list. Mm-hmm. What's on it, you ask? I'm glad you asked, because I want to tell you, some more dreams, some more goals, some Louboutins. Yes, I want some stuff, and I want some things, and I want some stuff and things to happen. And I'm not just going to think about it. I am going to be about it. There's a thing or two that I wanted to do and will do. 'Tis the season to dream again. Did you ever have a burning desire, and now that flame seems to have cooled out, a dream that you left planted somewhere in dreamland? Well, my radio BFF and superstar RRR, Cassandra McShepherd, she's joining me today for this edition of Master Your Mind Said Monday, as she usually does. And we'll talk about recycling, if you will, but for sure we're going to be talking about re-gifting that dream that's within you. I'm so happy to have her. Hey there, superstar RRR.
Hey, Silver, how are you? Thank you for having me again. It's wonderful to have these conversations, and as we say so often, these are conversations that you and I have anyway, and so it humbles me to think that anybody might be blessed by this. I'm excited at that. I'm also excited about what you have said so far, and about what we're going to be talking about today.
Well, I'll tell you what, I am also very pleased and very humbled by it, too, because hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people do listen to see what we say, what we talk about, and I know that you feel like I do. It's more than a blessing to be able to impart some of the experiences we've gone through and some of the wisdom that has been imparted to us as a result of all of that. So I thank you, of course, for taking time out of your busy schedule. And speaking of busy, you really are a superstar. You are taking it to another level. And I love it. I just posted that absolutely gorgeous picture of you that I'm thinking is going to be the cover of your new DVD. Is that right?
That is right. Cassandra McShepherd live at Blue. It was a closed set performance, so it was by invitation only, and we did a two set show. Top of the Pfister, the Grand Pfister, one of the most amazing hotels in the city of Milwaukee that celebrated, I think, 125 years, just 120 years. She's an old girl, but she's still fierce. And it was really, really awesome. I hear you say superstar RRR, and when you said that, it felt like it needed some kind of a reiteration as to kind of what that means. You know me very well. And I referred to myself at one point, completely jokingly, as a star with an extra. I was a starra with an extra ara. Well, you just gave me several extra aras, it was truly meant to be lighthearted, as I do find myself to be a bit of a hoot. I don't really take myself seriously at all. that could be very boring. I mean, I know what I know so far, and I know some things for real. But, you know, I mean, I know me also very well. But I was sharing with you earlier that I just watched the DVD. It is for pre-order now only at CassandraMcShepherd.com. But pre-orders now do guarantee a holiday delivery, guarantees that it will be out the week of the 16th. And that would get it someplace in time for Christmas. But after watching it, it occurred to me that I had never seen myself perform. You have, and many others have.
Many times.
I've never seen it. And I thought, oh, my God, that girl is a star with the extra aura.
If you got to just say so.
What I mean, you know, Silver, what I mean, and I will dare to say it, we're taught to be so... I was going to say polite. We're taught to lie. We really are taught not to turn our own. Well, we are. We're taught to play small so as not to intimidate people who don't even play in the game that we're playing, who don't even have the rules or weren't even given the guidelines of the game that we're in. But we're taught to be nice and to be small and to play low-key so as not to threaten people. But I say... turn it up. I mean, I really, really do. If you've been given something to do, do it. And tell people, because if I don't tell you I'm fierce, how are you going to know, really? And if that threatens you, well, then hopefully you really do pay attention to what Silver is doing so you can understand that you get what you want by making room and a way, or just sometimes not even putting your mouth on what somebody else is doing in a negative way. You talked about gifting and re-gifting, which is, you know, it's such a thing. One season, it's okay. The next season, it's taboo. But we are definitely going to talk about what it is and why it is not only okay, but we both recommend it, especially during this holiday season, this season of miracles, don't we?
Yes, absolutely. And I just want to emphasize something that you just said. A few months ago, I had a guest on who talked about really putting yourself out there. And mm-hmm. One of the things she said was exactly what you said, that as women, we tend to want to be a little bit more reserved with it and all of that. She said, just go out there and be ridiculously confident. And I thought, you
really?
Know, that's really the key. She said, be ridiculously confident about it. And it's true.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to toot your own horn, and particularly these days, because – you know, you want to get what you're supposed to get, and sometimes you got to turn the volume up on your life and on your dream and on your goals and your actions to get that. And, you know, we're talking, of course, about it in a very positive way.
Absolutely.
To influence what you want to do. But I agree.
But let me say this, because as I hear you say that, speaking on what I said, when I think again about doing it, it's not always and only about what you tell somebody. It's about what you give yourself permission to do. It's really about what you tell yourself, because we tell the biggest lies to ourselves. We really block our own process and our own blessings with the lies that we tell ourselves. Like, but I don't have what it takes, or but I'm too old, or but I'm too fat, or but I'm too black, or but I'm not right, or but I'm not whatever, any of those things. And we need to just be. Let me say what I am talking about. I'm talking about that thing that you know that you were given to do. Maybe you don't know it. I'm talking about that thing that you dream about, that you have dreamt about. I'm talking about that thing that you see in a way that resonates with your spirit, with your soul in some way. That's what I'm talking about, and we need to start telling the truth about the fact that because I see it in this way means that because I'm supposed to experience it in a way of knowing, in some kind of
mm-hmm.
way. And we don't need to be
mm-hmm.
polite about that.
We don't have to ask permission, that's for
no.
sure, because each of us has our own place and space here, and I think that that's something we do have to particularly get out to people today. You have your place and you have your space. It's your very own. You own it. You absolutely own it, and you can do what you will with it. You can sit complacent, or you can be ridiculously confident about going after it, and that's what we're going to talk about. You know, Cassandra, I want to ask you something.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think there's a huge difference between a person with a wish and a person with a dream? Do you think so? Do you think they're similar? What's your thought about that?
Honestly, Silver, I think that we are attempting to put words and definitions on something that that is abstract because
mm-hmm.
it depends upon what a person, how a person gets it or receives it or feels like it. Now that or what they feel, rather. So that's kind of like, that's one answer. Let me say to for myself and the things that I have known about me that took their own sweet time making manifest. But the things that I have known about me since I was a little girl would be if I had to be one or the other, they would be dreams, not wishes, because they were things. Dreams, I would say, kind of come from an inside place, an in spirit place, whereas wishes seem to kind of come from outside of yourself, if that makes any sense. If I were to draw a distinction,
to me.
Okay, good. Yeah, so that I would say dreams, but I don't really think it matters, and I know you don't either.
Mhm. I understand that. I really get it.
Right.
I think that you're absolutely right. I think that a dream can be decided upon, but of course they also can be born within you. I think many people are born to have become what they became. I think they were born to bring a particular contribution and gift to the world, and all we have to do is look around and we'll see that that's absolutely the truth when we look at the air travel and electricity and God, the list goes on and on and on and on of things we could not have imagined what life would be like without them. And then there's the whole myriad of the old personal things, the businesses and services and all of those things that people are living out. The reason I ask that question is because I want always to make it real clear what a launching pad is, can be like for any individual, whether they're launching their dream or they're regifting their dream from some past or previous time, that a wish is like you said, it's kind of from the outside and you're just looking and thinking and looking and thinking and looking and thinking and wishing you had or wishing you could or, you know, somehow or someday, that kind of thing. So I wanted to define that there's that calling that's often within us and that constant agitating, if you will, that's telling us there's something that needs to come from me, something that needs to happen, something I need to give birth to, something I need to create, something I need to develop and bring. And honestly, when I think of that, for anybody who is listening, you must absolutely be compelled by this conversation to do something because it means that the world is missing something that you need to bring to us. And it may not be the entire world. It might be your world. But whatever it is, it's meaningful. It counts. It can make a difference, and it can make a dynamic difference and often an incredible change. And that's the inspiration that I believe you and I want to make sure we get the wisdom and the words out to encourage people to do, because both of us are in positions where we can talk about those particular things and how we have literally regifted things in our own existence and in life and are living those things right now and bringing it to life and bringing it to the world. You want to talk a little bit about your own, because I know that you've been an incredible vocalist all your life, but the actual bringing your talent to the world has just become so in the last years. 10 maybe? Has it been 10?
Yeah, yes, it has been. Let's do this, and yes, thank you, and I will share. But I want to again share with your listeners why, as you and I discussed earlier, we're talking about this as gift or regifting. I was journaling this morning, and I've been moving so fast and so furiously for the last 6 weeks. And I journal with regularity, as you know, I'm sure we've discussed it before, have been for like some 30 some odd years now, but had not had a chance to really get in my head in the last 6 weeks. But I sat down this morning with a cup of coffee, and I just began to write the events. And I was in awe. I was in awe because in large part it occurred to me I didn't really know what had happened. And I had been there throughout the entire period of time. For example, I did a live performance with a live band, whereas, as you know, my stage stick was as a jazz kind of cabaret, one-woman show singer with tracks where I would, like, link stories together and kind of do that thing, sometimes for corporate events and driving certain like themes or agendas depending upon what parties I was at or what event or function I was doing. I had always dreamed about doing a situation with my own band singing my music versus sitting with a band, as I'd done many times, singing their music. And so that came into fruition, as I talked about earlier, and it was for the purpose of a DVD that would be a product. That was 2 weeks ago today, as a matter of fact, and then the Friday, the following Friday, I was in the studio recording my very first Christmas single, which will be available on iTunes, Happy Holidays to You. And this past Friday, the two stages converged, the stage of a TV talk show host and then singing. And, you know, I've always referred to them as different girls that do different things. I've been doing the wonderful talk show, Real Milwaukee at Fox 6, we're into our fourth year now, but never, ever, ever have I performed on the show on my other job. And that happened on Friday. And as I sat down and I wrote all of that out, I was really just in awe of what had happened and the fact that I felt so blessed and so gifted to have re-gifted myself with those dreams that many of them are, all of them are over 40 years old. Some old dream
wow.
girl. but to have continuously gifted them to myself by writing them down, by honoring them, by never letting them go completely, even when sometimes out of frustration or fear or pain or weariness, you say, I'm done, I give up. But to re-gift myself with them as they came across my mind, to let them linger, to imagine how I'd do this or what I'd wear in that situation. And I was just so taken. I don't even really, and you know I got words, child, I don't even really know how to articulate the place of awareness maybe that I found myself in this morning when I realized that I was writing down that these were things that I have wanted to do forever. And if I hadn't paid attention, I would have been caught up in the, oh my God, I got to do this. Okay, now I got to do this. Okay, now I got to get this ready. Okay. Do you know what I'm saying? And in doing that, mm-hmm. I want to give that gift of honoring somebody else's dream. So when you re-gift your dreams and your passions and your desires to yourself, then it creates within you an excitement, not just a tolerance, but an excitement about somebody else honoring their dreams or just letting them be. Like I said, sometimes the biggest thing we can do for somebody is just to shut up and not put any negative negativity on it, not to put our mouths on it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's mm-hmm. That's what's been going on.
And that's pretty phenomenal, I have to add, because I do know that a lot of people would have probably just forgotten about trying to revitalize a dream like that. A lot of people would have just said many of the things that you just said. Well, it's just been too long now, and you know, why would I do it now? Who's going to care? I'm so up in age now, and all of the reasons that would work against the regifting. But the thing about it is, the gift is within you, whether it is singing or painting or writing or loving elderly people or whatever the case may be, the gift is still in you. And it just brings to mind so many of the thoughts and theories of people who say, you know, don't let those things be buried with you. Get them all out. Pull them all out.
Give
them to the world.
Give up the ghost. Yes.
Give
yes.
it all out to whomever. And you also said something that is so well worth the experience, the joy, the excitement, the awe that you find yourself in that place just because you did it. And it doesn't mean that you've reached some epitome of success. That's not even what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the fact that you just let it come out of you, that you let that gift re-gift, and it's doing what it's supposed to be doing, brings a sense of satisfaction that it can hardly be compared to anything else that you do. It makes life more fulfilling. It makes it feel more meaningful. It makes it feel fuller and complete for so many reasons. And I really do, with all my heart, want people to hear what we're talking about, because we're not talking about shoot for fame and try to be the most, you know, have the most fortune. Fortunately, that comes with it very often. So I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. I'm just saying that what I'm talking about is work with the regifting first. If you've not gotten with yourself and really gotten, if you've gotten complacent or that place where it's just hard to believe anything can happen anymore, start there and just trust that the outworking of whatever the plan is, and you know, you do need to have a plan. I believe in that. It may not be the most strategized in the beginning, but you got to have one. You know, I think three things: a plan, prayer, and a pursuit. You know, those things have to kind of all be working together to make manifest whatever this thing is. But I say wholeheartedly and with so much encouragement, do not give up on it. 'Tis the season to dream again, your season, your time, your life, your blessing, your thing. This is the season, and don't waste another moment. 2014 is upon us. Make up your mind, make it your must, master your mindset, and tell yourself, I am going to do this because somebody is going to benefit from it. Somebody is going to be blessed. Somebody is going to be more empowered. Somebody's going to be more inspired. Somebody's going to be more educated. Somebody's going to be more something just because you did that thing that's within you, that gift that's in you that needs to be regifted. That's my belief.
I would not disagree with you. I think about the beliefs that we hold about the things that we think. I think about, especially anything having to do with putting yourself out there, is always better, if not reserved for the young, to start a new thing. Certainly the entertainment business is really all about, you know, they'll get you out, they'll get you in diapers if they see you coming, you know, because the worst thing, the most wretched thing to be in this society is old, right, to have character in your face, or, you know, girth in your body, or, you know, all of those things. We certainly have not the wisdom to respect and embrace our experiences and those people who have been here for a minute. But what I love about my life, Silver, is that it flies in the face of conventional belief about any and everything. and everything. Again, like I say, you talked about giving yourself the gift of your gifts, the ultimate regift. And it's not, maybe when definitely when I was younger, as you know, I was designing, which was a gift in itself, of a desire to experience fashion designing. I was designing for such divas as Phyllis Hyman and Nancy Wilson, Abby Lincoln, Allison Wilson, Sherelle, and all of these amazing female vocalists. And I made the mistake, but I sang all my life. As a kid, I sang. And then working with these grand dames, I'm thinking, oh, but I can't do what they do. So then I thought, well, maybe I can't sing, like on a stage. It really stopped me from singing into cones and spools of thread. But when I finally got out of my way about 10, 12 years ago, when I really started singing, and by this time, you know, I'm really grown, I didn't care. I wasn't singing for a record contract. I was singing because it was just time and it was necessary. I wasn't singing to elicit any particular response from anybody. I was singing because I just needed to. And, of course, I knew how to look when you do it. So I made fabulous gowns, as you know, and I just sang, and people started hiring me. So I keep making gowns and keep singing. So to realize what was realized in this past month is so special. I don't know where it will go. It'll go where it's supposed to go. But it was done from a place of such authenticity, of such honesty, that I, even as I watched it for myself, I could not help but get caught up in that, in just the showing upness of it, in the regifting of that gift.
Well, you know what I want to talk about too, Cassandra, because, you know, we know all of the noise that people make when they hear conversations like that, because we've had these same conversations with people one-on-one, and we know what they say, and I'm going to go down a little short list of them so we can reflect on it. There are going to be people who are thinking, yeah, but, you know, life has just gotten so busy for me now, and I've got this job, and I've got a family, and that dream has just gotten lost in the shuffle of all of this. And so now why should I? Why, how could I do it? And I guess I want to go ahead and reflect on it first and ask if you would, of course, contribute. I hear that frequently, and I know that from some people there's an element of fear that is embedded in that, because if you do have a lot of things going, that you feel your ducks are in a row, but you've had to put your dream on the back burner, I would just say this. It doesn't mean that you have to do a radical shift as far as making your dream happen. You know, you don't want to, okay, husband, kids, I'll see you guys. I'm off to make my dream happen. We're not talking about that. But somehow or another, begin to define what it is you really think you would like to be doing. Really think about it. Think about it in terms of not that wishing, but what's that thing that's in your gut, that's in your heart, that's in your head, that you know beyond a shadow of a doubt is that something that's not going to let you go, and you want it as much as it wants you. And then to just in, a, you know, baby steps, I believe in baby steps. I believe in taking some initiative, even if it's only just a little bit of initiative, to investigate or see what you can do that's beginning to align yourself with the potential and with the possibility of that happening. And how do you do that? Well, I can't give everybody a blanket answer because there's too many gifts and there's too many directions. However, I spoke at a leadership conference at the college recently, and we talked about in search of a career and, you know, versus your dream and your passion and your calling. And what I told those people is that you look for things that are in alignment with whatever it is. And let's say it is, because we're talking with you, you want to sing. Well, you were around that arena. You didn't even know all of what was happening to you as a result. But let's say someone else has a tremendous voice. Then whatever associations or whatever connections you can make, and don't be afraid to do that, reach out, ask people for ideas and advice, and somehow in the mix of all of that, sometimes you just hit the target and somebody says, oh, that's what you're trying to do? Call so-and-so or look at this or go to this place. That's really how it all happens. And so I want people to know that that's the one thing. Define it and then take some initiative to start looking for how, not to design it completely so that it's done by the end of the week, but to just start taking yourself down a path, even though it's an ambiguous, vague path, but you're looking for landing at some point with a much clearer focus and goal, and that sometimes it just unfolds as you go. But again, if it's, that thing is just really brewing in you and it doesn't let you go, my encouragement is to define it and then start taking some baby steps to take a look at all the possibilities and potential that could ultimately help you get all the ducks in a row and make something happen.
I keep hearing in my head, Silver, just do it. Just that is so, mm-hmm. we know that it was a very popular ad. But it's also incredibly profound. You talked about it wanting you as much as you want it. Your dreams and desires want you more. It wants you more. Because it understands what it is. We don't have the faith to dream it or to hold on to it sometimes. I thought about, as you were speaking, how do you know? I mean, if you can really not deal with it, I mean, you can't, but if you think you can, and then so be it. If the fear of doing it is less than your pain, the pain of not being honest, then so be it. But you and I both know that it's a lot of times when people show out in ugly, unhealthy ways towards themselves and others is because they're not being honest to the magnificence that is within them. So if the dream doesn't die, I used to, as a kid, I don't know if I've ever told you this, I used to think about being a nun or a cop. Those dreams died. I wasn't supposed to do that.
I am so trying not to laugh really hard.
Oh, but it's funny. And I say that because, like, how do you
know?
Yes, it is. And all the thoughts that go through your head, those are things that at some point in time I thought, oh, it would be great to do this. It would be great to. Now, meanwhile, while I was thinking of those things, I was probably at my little tabletop sewing machine making something to wear to school the next day. That was the thing I was doing. Those things did not hold on. But the things that did, I think about my friend who I believe I shared about her, Joyce Gordon Fine Art Galleries in Oakland, California, who just celebrated her 10th year in business. At the age of, in that business, you know, I don't really, she's in her 60s, and it ain't 61. Let me just say that. I can't remember her age, and I don't want to put it out there wrong. But I remember when she turned 50, she said, Cassandra, and she'd always, now she had hair salons prior to that. So it wasn't that she wasn't doing anything, but this dream of having an art gallery, a fine art gallery, and supporting artists, which sounds really fabulous and fun, but where's the money? How do you sustain yourself? Especially, we all know what the last 10 years has been like in terms of the economy in this country. But she said to me when she turned 50 and she had made a real determination to kind of extract herself from her existing very successful salon business, and said, I feel like I'm just going to die if I don't do it. And so that's kind of how you know. You talked about action steps and all of that, and you know I think that's fine and good, and you know I know you're right, but you know me, Silver. I say just do it. If you have a song to sing, sing it in your house. It doesn't matter whether anybody hears you or not. It's not. A lot of times we wait for somebody else. If God has given you something to do, you don't need nobody else. If you honor it and let it grow within you, when the time is ripe and right, I promise you, people will come out of the woodwork when you understand who you are and what you are supposed to be doing. And you can't do that unless you want to write. Get a pen and pad or a keyboard or whatever, or a tablet, and write. It doesn't matter if anybody's good. You can't write for somebody to read it. You can't sing for somebody to hear it. If you want to teach, talk to people. You want to be a motivational speaker, speak in motivational ways. I mean, it's just so not. It ain't deep. It's just, if it's in you to do it. Just do it. Just
absolutely,
do it.
Absolutely, and I agree with
let
you.
It grow. You know, create a backbone for it. Create a style for it, which happens in repetition of you doing it in the quiet place, in the closet, where you're safe, where nobody can judge you, where nobody can criticize you. Do it. You don't even have to tell anybody you're doing it. And that thing will get so big in you that you won't be able to contain it. And yes,
that is
align
really
yourself.
True.
It is. It is. But nobody in the world can place you where you're not ready to be, because you're not going to recognize it as a place where you belong.
Mm-hmm.
And when
mm-hmm.
you do belong there, all the devils in hell can't keep you out.
Well, that's a good word for somebody I know. I know that to be true. And I certainly did mean that. I know most anybody that does have that gift does sing all around the house and all of that. But I was really speaking more to the other part of what you just said about when it starts to really get out there, the things
yeah.
that have to be done is a part of a process for most people. Have it become, you know, more visible and viable as a business or something like that. That was really what I was talking about when I said that. But you're absolutely right. You do need to just take that step, and that's part of the do it that I was talking about. Just do it. And you'll find that you will, with each step that you take, the fears will fade. The fears will fade. But I want to talk about something else, because, you know, I know I need to do that when we are sharing. I need to deal with the things I know people think. And I hear folks saying, but I did try regifting already, and it flatlined. It failed. It didn't work. And I just don't feel like trying to regift it again. I don't feel like trying to make it happen again. And I say to that, you know, everything does not always take root the first time. Sometimes it's timing. Sometimes it's, you know, it could be that we didn't understand the process and all the inner workings or the people. It could be any number of variables that will cause something to feel like it has failed. But we talked about that a couple of months ago, too, Cassandra, and I believe something that you said was so powerful, and you said, well, don't call it that. Don't call it failure. And I thought,
right.
You know what, that's the thing to do. Don't call it failure. Call it as a part of the process of growth and learning, and, you know, consider it not a stumbling block, but a stepping stone to future things. Well, maybe it did create a little setback, and maybe it did set timing off, and maybe some years have gone by. But, you know, we're living in this wonderful society now that people are getting up, looking up, and saying, so what? This is what I really wanted to do. So I'm going to try again until I make it happen. And so that's my answer to that. You know, I just think that we don't have those same obstacles anymore. And not that they were ever real, but for real, they are not real now. We can do whatever it is we feel like we want to do if we put enough of our do-it-ness into it. And keep on trying until it looks like everything we have hoped for and dreamed about.
Yeah. You know, Silver, thank you is a prayer. Just thank you. And I think about, because I told you when we started this conversation, I had some geriatric dreams. My dreams were really fully grown. And I dreamt the kinds of things as a child that, as I said before, were more popularly realized when you're very young. I ain't very young. I ain't old, and I look good, but I ain't very young at all. And so when I think about you saying, people, I tried and I just don't feel like trying again, I want people to understand that's on you. That is a decision that you're making. I also want people to know that I do understand the place of I don't have a clue and the place of sometimes I could give a flying fig, the place of complete and utter frustration and fear and depression and hopelessness and all of those things. And so I say, instead of giving up on that thing that wants you enough that it floats across your mind, or you're looking at TV or somebody or something and the thought dances into your consciousness, that's how much it's flirting with you. That's how much it wants you. So I would challenge or encourage you, don't give it up completely. Give it a day's rest. I understand something that seems so outside of yourself that just won't leave you alone, and you just really don't know how to do what to do about it. And I've said before, honor it. When it comes across your mind, say thank you. You are praying and you're creating a place of awareness within yourself, that emotional, that spiritual equivalent place within yourself, that as things begin to unfold, you will never say, oh, I could not do that. So when you don't know what else to do, just don't put your mouth on. Write it down. I dare you. It's too late. I've got too many responsibilities. But the problem is, see, us, not only of little or no faith, but we're blind as well. We think that it's only real if we can see it. But if you think about it, you can't see what's on the other side of any wall. And things, very real things, are in there. Anything that's plugged into a wall is not only in there, but it's actually like running, however dormant it might be. Just because you can't see it, you think it's not there. It's not about what you can see. We need to begin to look from that place of spirit. That's the only truth that we ever have any hope of really knowing, and that's the things that are already within us. And so you're too tired. You try. You've been disappointed. Just don't cast it aside. Just when it comes to call on you, smile at it and say thank you. At the very least, you can't do that, and I promise you this is true. You can't just do that and nothing happen. If that's the only thing you do, because, Silver, you know, for years, that's all I did. Not years necessarily, but for periods of time. As birthdays kept rolling around and I hadn't done it yet. But what happened was I got to a place where I just didn't care anymore. I thought, you know what, I got to do it. And it happened. But I mean, it was really I'm glad that you bring up these very real misconceptions, this very real misinformation about our limitations as children of God, as spirits having a human experience. I like that you bring that up so we can put them to rest.
Mm-hmm. Well, I also think that there are probably people who think, who cares about that now? You know, they felt at one point in time it was the most vital and fruitful time to do something. And perhaps they were in their 20s or 30s or even 40s at that time, or maybe they're in their 20s and their 30s now, or 30s and it started at 30s and their 40s now, and they're saying, who cares now, as if whatever it is they had to do or wanted to do or had been called to do will not matter at this point in time, and also saying, well, so many other people have done that now, so who would even care? And we have to understand. Do you want to go ahead and reflect on it first?
So many people. Well, we know that if it's if it's in you to do, then it, let me say it like this. And whatever we're talking about, if God has given it to you to say, he has prepared an audience to receive it. So it's not about time. It's just, and I understand you're coming up with, again, excuses that we tell ourselves. And I'll say, if you, if that's okay with you, if you can really get away with that, you can't. But if, for as long as you can, do it. I pray, though, that we live long enough that we just bust out of the what ifs one day and start telling the truth.
Yes, I agree. I certainly agree. Pardon me. And I really do want to, again, emphasize, when I think about the people who can be influenced by one individual, you know, I remember talking, sitting next to someone and talking about our youth. And this was years and years ago. And talking about some of the frustration I was working with at-risk teens at that time and sharing some of the hardest stories that had come through the short lives of those kids who were only 16, 17, 18, 19, 20 years old. And the amount of love, empathy, teaching, and training that we brought to the school, the staff, in trying to get breakthroughs for them. This individual looked at me as I certainly was optimistic, but he said, you know what, if you make a difference in one of their lives, just really know that that matters. And I thought, you know what, that's absolutely right. And so I say that to anybody who has a dream that may have looked like a hobby, or maybe you're desiring something to become a special career, whatever that may be. Again, it's not always about fame and fortune. Sometimes it's about influence. Sometimes it's about caring. Sometimes it's about carrying somebody or something at a time in life. And look at it that way, to know that whatever that thing is, and I agree with you, Cassandra, it cannot, it's not going to go away. It won't go away. No. It's no. going to be
Never
there
will.
Tugging at you to do it. And
yeah.
you will know the reason why once you begin to truly define it, step out on it, and start to do it. You will see what an incredible difference it makes, how meaningful it is, how it may touch lives, how it may touch and change one life, but you will know that it will be well worth whatever effort and energy, time, treasure that you put into it. It will matter. It will make a difference. So don't think that because you reach a certain age or point, stage in life, that it's too late. It's just not. We don't live in that kind of society anymore where it's too late. Don't let that dream continue to be, you know, in the land of dreamland. Regift it, revitalize it, give it restoration, resuscitate it, do whatever you have to do, but definitely bring it to the world. And I want you, Cassandra, to go ahead and just wrap up with the last thoughts, and then I want to remind people of what you are doing, because I ordered my DVD today.
I talk to you, and I listen to what you say, and I think you and I both, I don't know if it is something that we honed, doing radio, I think, specifically, and now TV, where you really listen for the thoughts of your listeners. And I know that sounds kind of, you know, eerie, but you just It's not really. It's being tapped into energy or spirit, and I just really listen for what others are saying, and we do that if you're in this business, so you know kind of what direction to go in. You just want to make sure that you are sharing what you've been given to share. So having said all that, I just have such a understanding. I don't ever mean to come across as though I don't understand. That, as I said before, the I just don't know how, because I do understand that, and that is why. And I understand that I just don't know what. I get all of that, and that is why I say in its simplest form. And I would just, I guess, Silver, in closing, reiterate that when your dreams come to visit you, and when they come across your mind, just smile on them and say thank you. If that's all you can do, if you only do that for a season, if you will at least do that for a season, they will have been they will feel welcomed by you. They will come frequently, and they'll bring friends. We grow whatever we focus on. Whatever we focus on magnifies. So I'm not, again, like I said, I won't be a nun at a point in time. I guess that turned into a real love, a spiritual path and a real love of spirit that within me. My desire to be a cop turned into, I guess, I have just a real sense of not righteousness, but rightness. But the other things, the other dreams that just did not die, I am now living in my own way, and it's good for me. Don't matter who knows or who don't know, I'm doing it for me.
Well, I know one thing that I would like to say about you becoming a nun, and I'm glad that didn't happen, because I think that I can just see you in God's face, just trying to get all the attention. And then the whole thing about being a cop, you took the whole world under arrest. I know that.
Girl, because you know sometimes you're wrong. You know you're wrong sometimes. Come on.
So I'm so glad that you changed directions on that.
Yes, and I'm sure the world is too. I'm sure they are as well.
Well, we do know that you became an amazing media host and TV host and vocalist, and I want to talk about that again before we wrap up, because I did go online and pre-order my DVD, and I watched the online clips of you in the performance. I'm very excited. I want to congratulate you again. Just excited, Cassandra, and thrilled for the regifting of your dreams. It's truly, people who know what you do and how you do it, all of us have been truly uplifted and blessed by your amazing voice. And so I'm excited that you are on this launching pad, and I know the biggest and the best is yet to come for you. So let's tell people again about your website, give them the timeline again on the DVD. And I'm going to thank you for being with me again today, and I'll look forward to talking to you again real soon. But share that info before we wrap.
The website is CassandraMcShepherd.com. As you go into the website, I believe that it is set up where the clip of the DVD plays, the teaser of the DVD plays. We will be shipping them out starting the week of the 16th. We are taking, encouraging, and appreciating pre-orders right now, and you can order the DVD by entering the website and going to the store page. So that is that's it. And again, if you like to spend your mornings with me Monday through Friday, you can always log on to fox6now.com, fox6now.com. Click live at 9 a.m. and have a cup of coffee with me in the morning as I do real Milwaukee. And, of course, always you can find me with Silver Ray Fox first Monday of every month as we attempt to master our own minds. You see, this is personal.
It is.
It really is.
We're mastering our own madness. Mm-hmm. I meant mindset. That's what I really meant. So.
Well,
Superstar RRR, enjoy the rest of your day. I'm going to look forward to talking to you again real soon. Appreciate you much.
All right. Love you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You too. Thank you. And, of course, I love and appreciate all of you, too. Thank you so much for joining me for this edition of Master Your Mindset Monday. 'Tis the season to dream again, and I hope you have been truly inspired by what you have heard. So go out, define it, design it, and go for it. Clear plan, because I tell you, there's nothing that could be more fulfilling and satisfying than regifting your dream. I'll look forward to talking to you next time. Thanks so much for listening.